Three, two, one, and we are live.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Fenway Faithful, Season 2, Episode 17. Wow. We're growing little by little, man. Everybody, as usual, it's Dave with the always faithful and great Moses Mania. What's going on, Mo?
What's up, motherfuckers? It is Moses fucking Mania, baby.
That's right. That's right.
Always believing.
Always. So, guys, welcome back to this week's episode. Wanted to open this this episode in recognition of September 11th. It's been now 19 years, so we'd like to shout out those who lost their lives on 9/11, all the first responders, EMTs, and all those brave heroes that were there for us. One second, guys.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's been 19 years already with 9/11 happening, but here we are, man. 19 years later, and we're in another pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, time really flies. You know, I remember I'm 31. I was in my seventh grade science class. And I remember that because of the science teacher, because I had a big crush on her. But yeah. So like we said, guys,
she like spanked material hot, or like how hot was she?
Oh, she was hot, man. She's a nice Italian lady. Very nice.
It was Tud Tie material.
Let's keep it PG, man. What the hell?
Sis Dre, was that your first Tud? Was he your English teacher?
No, man. What's wrong with you?
Who was the first Tud, if you had to say?
The first hug?
Tud. Tud Tie.
I'm not going into this with you, Mo.
All right. Whatever, man. Try to...
We can't go from 9/11 to... masturbation. I think it's too much, man. That's way too much, man.
All right.
Whatever. This is why you're Moses Mania. Exactly.
Whatever you say, man. I'm just saying. If she was hot, she was definitely part of the spank bank.
Oh, my God. And this is why. Yeah. Anyways. All right, guys. So let's move forward. Quite a bit of baseball has happened since last week. Red Sox have improved their record from 12-25 at the moment to 16-29, currently 12.5 games behind with a .356 percentage. Significant improvement, not obviously what we've been looking for. However, we have had a lot of individual accolades. So why don't we get a bit into that? Last week, we touched base real quick on our boy Bobby Dalbec being called up, and man, is this guy fucking swinging.
Six games in a row, six home runs. I mean, hey, we said last week when they made the trades, it was another sighting. I'm fucking excited. Him and Devers back-to-back and Bogarts, exciting shit's going on in Boston right now.
Yeah. I mean, we're starting to see a lot of that younger potential that we were talking about last week. You know, Dalbec just got called up. He's only been on the squad for what, maybe a week and a half, two?
Week and a half.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's killing it. You know, these are the type of positive reinforcements we need inside the team. And, guys, I'm sorry for the background noise. There's currently somebody building something outside of my place, but whatever.
Is that the fucking business? I thought it was like my 2 years.
I don't know, but I'm about to throw a fucking fast pitch at this guy. I can see it.
Shut him up.
I might have to, bro. But so yeah, let's get right back into it. One of the top batting guys right now, we got Alex Verdugo with a .310 average and 30 runs. That's pretty fucking good. At least he's keeping his numbers up, and I like that a lot.
Well, right now, not to like cut you off, but right now, it's exciting now. Verdugo, Devers, Bogarts, Dalbec. JD's still there. JBJ's hitting.
Bogey's hitting.
I mean, yeah. Vasquez is hitting. I mean, all right. State in the obvious. Pitching, right? Pitching's struggling. But going into next year, it makes it feel a lot happier on what we're going to be going into during what we need in the offseason and next year. And never say never. I think they're 6 games out of the fucking last wild card spot, fucking, which is like crazy enough to talk about. Anything could happen.
It could happen, technically, right?
Anything could happen. I mean, we're talking about a lot of shit has to go down for it to happen.
But there is a potential for the Red Sox to technically gain a wild card spot.
Yeah.
That's interesting because I'm sure a lot of people are kind of giving up. And what have we always said since the beginning? You know, keep that faith, always got to believe. Guys, it's not impossible. Now, it is definitely something that we're going to have to work hard at. But
it's a lot of shit has to happen. But it's exciting for them to make no moves they made, and the way they're playing, and they're playing like they're right there in it, and they're not. But it's just exciting shit to watch.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. So let's go back a little bit. As far as pitching, obviously, you know, Perez has been one of our top guys, but now let's put ourselves in a position to, let's say we're going to, you know, we're really chasing that wild card spot. What are the strengths and weaknesses right now as far as pitching goes for you?
For me, oh, man. A one-game wild card is all they can really sustain as a team. Perez is good. Evaldi's hurt again. Chris fucking Mazza looks great. He's another bright part. Philip Valdez, amazing. Barnes looks like he's coming into his own as the closer. So, I don't know. He might be the closer next year. I've always liked Barnes out the bullpen.
Same. So
those are some really good bright spots that we had. And now this week, I mean, I don't know what happened in the last week. Maybe the trade shook up some guys. But I watched Ryan Brazier pitch 3 times this past week, and he looks like the 2018 Ryan Brazier.
Yeah.
He can throw a 98 again. His slider's falling off the table. It's like, where the fuck was this all last year and most of this year? So I like it, man.
No, me too. And you know what, like, kind of puts things into perspective as well, is that just in the AL East, I mean, we knew that they were good. But look at Tampa Bay. You know, Tampa Bay's up in the one spot right now. Toronto's trailing behind them by, what, 4 games? Well, no, 3.5 games. And then you got the Yankees with 5.5 games behind. So,
yeah, you know, they're playing the Orioles with 3 today. And after today,
yeah, they are.
Fucking leapfrog them.
It could happen. And, I mean, like I said, you know, last week, this is it. This is, we got what, 2.5 weeks left of regular season baseball?
That's it. And instead of exciting
to watch, it is. It's going to come down to crunch time.
Yeah. It's exciting. You know, I mean, the Red Sox need a lot of shit to go their way from the end. But if you're a Tigers fan, if you're an Orioles fan, if you're a middle of the pack fan, the Angels, even the Royals right now, I mean, teams that you would say in a 162 game season have nothing. Have something to look forward to.
Yep.
It's exciting baseball to watch. And the Red Sox really are playing spoilers left and right.
Yeah. And so yesterday, which, you know, this is awesome because yesterday we began our 4-game series against Tampa Bay. We won 4-3. So
strikeouts last night as a team.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We can take this series. It's definitely going to put us in a great position. And then, you know, after that, we follow up with a 3-game series versus the Marlins. And then we go to the Bronx to go kick some ass, hopefully. And, you know, that's kind of interrupted New York's as far as their level of playing. So anything can happen.
Anything. I'm excited to watch tonight's game. I'm loving the fight they're showing. I'm just loving it, everything. I saw the interview last night on Vasquez. They showed it on Nesson. Did you hear about the interview that he started crying in?
Who?
Vasquez.
No, I did not.
So I didn't know this till they were talking about it during the game last night, and then I went and watched it. I'll send it to you after this. So they were going to trade Vasquez. And he broke down crying. He's like, no, I don't want to leave Boston. This is my home. I don't want to ever leave this place. So it was interesting.
He always has had a big, you know, love for Boston, especially after winning that 2018 World Series championship. And he's one of the guys that you could see he's very happy here. And I respect that. And then I like that about certain players that, you know, they call Boston their home.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what about, you know, Brock's welcome home last week? Brock Holt came back and it was kind of cool because they gave like a whole video montage of him. And you know how Brock's like the big joker and the boy in the dugout in the clubhouse. And he goes out right after the video and gives a hats off, a little curtain call to nobody in the stands. So it was cool. You know, the Red Sox all stepped out and gave him a hats off. And I really liked that. But that's cool. I'll definitely watch that video when she sends it over. So, okay, let's put some things into perspective now. We've gone over some individual accolades as far as grouping and pitching as well. I'm excited to see what happens, though.
I think it's just one game at a time, just watching it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, clearly that has been what this entire season has been about, one game at a time.
That's it.
And it was a little bit of a rough start. You know, I think we all know that. But I think it was just tough because the Red Sox lost consecutively in the beginning. That was the roughest part to take.
They just dug themselves into too deep of a hole.
I mean, we went on like a 9-10 game winning streak, I think it was.
Losing streak.
I mean, yes, sorry, losing streak, yeah. So I think for fans that was a little harder to stomach rather than okay, three game wins here, two here, one here. So that was rough. But now when other teams are starting to catch up, it doesn't look as bad.
No, exactly. You know, because look, when we said it, like the Rays are in first because they had that 8-game winning streak. You know, it just takes that one, it's going to be streaky all around. And when we were on the Blue, when we were with the guys in Blue Jays, that last wild card spot, don't be surprised if it's an under 500 record. If you're 27-33.
Yeah.
26-34. You know, it's going to happen. I mean, 2 weeks ago, you would say the Yankees are fucking going to the World Series. They're a powerhouse.
Exactly.
They're one for the last 11.
That's what I'm saying.
Now if the Orioles take care of business today, they're not in the fucking playoffs tomorrow.
Isn't that crazy? So now imagine that the Orioles kick their ass, and then it comes down to the boys and the Skankies for a wild card spot.
You know, that series next weekend against the Skankies, it could be a big, meaningful series.
It really can. You're absolutely right. Depending on what happens.
You know, the Sox are eliminated or not, because, you know, right now that 8 spot is a 500 club.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
So whatever happens between us and the Rays and then the Yankees and the Orioles is going to dictate how important next weekend's series is going to be.
Yeah.
So, not going to lie, man, and you know what? I love it how –
there's 15 games left. If the Red Sox go 13-2 in 15 games, they'll be 29-31, and they could be a fucking playoff team.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's so funny how 2 episodes ago, we were down as shit. You know, down in our luck. You could feel it across the board from the fans.
Oh, yeah.
To even, you know, watching replays. Like, shit was embarrassing. And here we are now with the potential to gain a wild card spot. And right now, I think it's anybody's game. So I'm definitely intrigued, and I'm looking forward to it. As far as the Yankees go, right now they're having a little bit of a rough patch, especially going against the Blue Jays. That's been something that they've struggled with.
Well, how can you feel as a Yankees fan right now? All offseason we heard, we got Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole is the fucking man. Gerrit Cole is now leading the league in home runs allowed.
Exactly. And you know what's funny?
That money. Exactly. You don't deserve that money at all.
Now, you know what's funny? I was actually out the other day, and I was talking baseball with one of my buddies, and here comes this nosy-ass Yankee fan. Oh, well, yeah, we got Gerrit Cole. I'm like, yeah? How's it feel to spend $300 million, and he's allowed the most home runs in the fucking league right now? So shut the fuck up. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's not to talk shit, but that is exactly why baseball is the most unpredictable sport in the world.
That's why those contrasts are so – that's why, you know, we just sit here and dabble about how we're upset about the Mookie deal with the Red Sox. But teams can't anchor down players for more than 6-7 years.
No.
It does – sure, no. On top of that, I mean, wasn't how Sabathia ended up with the Yankees. He was a shell of himself from when he came in. You can't give those big contracts out.
You can't. You know, what's crazy with that whole, like, Sabathia thing, like, he went from being such a star to, like, just crumbling down. You get what I'm saying? Like,
he was a show himself.
Like, his demise just came little by little.
Power pitchers will always have that.
What?
Power pitchers will always have that. Like, you think in 6 years, Gerrit Cole is going to be throwing 97 in the seventh inning?
No, but at least Mariano ended his career on a fucking pedestal.
But Mariano pitched one inning in a fucking night.
Yes, I get that. I get that. But for how long did he do that and consistently?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I mean. I'm not saying that, like, Mariano could last fucking 6-7 innings out there, but he did his job every time he was called up.
You're right, but Rare also never got a 9-year, $300+ million deal.
Yeah, it's a different era of baseball.
It is. So, like, right now, like, Pujols is the old dead weight. Stanton, in 3 years, Stanton, Cole, and I forgot who the third player is. The Yankees will be paying maybe, like, close to $90 million still.
So we got Stanton, Gerrit Cole.
In 3 years, Gerrit Cole and Stan will be clearing $60 million from two of them.
And potentially Judge on what happens in the offseason.
They can't afford Judge.
So what, you think the Yankees are going to let him go?
He's going to walk.
I don't see Judge walking.
I do.
Where the fuck is he? Bring him to Boston. I'll take him.
I will pay him. He doesn't stay healthy. The only thing that's gonna keep him there is if he takes a pay cut. And the only reason he's gonna take a pay cut is if fucking his injuries keep occurring. But other than that, he wants money. He's already come out and said he thinks he's the same worth of Mookie Betts, and he's on Judge for saying that.
Listen, I think Aaron Judge is a great baseball player.
Not the same worth of Mookie Betts.
Nah, come on, Mookie's Mookie, baby. Mookie played second this week. You know what I mean? Like, Mook, you know? I get it, but it's going to come down to dollars, bro, with this guy.
And they don't have it. They gave Gary Sanchez is another one. Let's give him a 5-year fucking deal for what? Hit 120?
So in other words, the Yankees shot themselves in the fucking foot with signing Gerrit Cole for that much money.
Yeah, I was happy when they signed him.
I was too, because I said it. The Yankees put all their eggs in one basket. Yeah. They had other areas where they needed to work on, but no. Go fucking pay this guy one of the biggest pitching contracts ever. You're going to suffer the consequences for it later.
Bloom's going to send Raffy. He's going to probably send Benny, possibly. He's going to work out a new deal with JD, and he's going to get 2 or 3 more pitchers.
You want to know what I was seeing this week? I was seeing a lot of talks of Red Sox fans saying, sell JBJ.
Why?
JBJ is going to say
he signs for a 5-year deal. You know what you're getting, and he's not going to be more than $12 million a year.
But see, here's the thing. JBJ in the playoffs comes fucking through.
Perfect animal.
Exactly. Now, what do we do with a young guy like Benny?
Well, he got extended last year, so you got to let him play out next year. And then see how it goes. You know, you have Verdugo. You're going to have fucking JD.
Don't forget JD.
You don't have JBJ, and you got to let Benny play through it. If Benny has another year like he had this year, next year, you got to let him walk. Or you got to let him walk. He's not productive.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what, man? Like this year really made things a lot more clear. You know, like, fuck, all right, we lost Mook, and we just lost Pilar. And everybody loved Pilar. But that put things into, like, a perspective. Like,
you know,
exactly. Like, listen.
They're going to go up to JBJ.
You got to lose a little bit before you win.
We know that. 2014 and 2015 were not fun years of being a Red Sox fan.
It was not. But what happens after those years?
We win.
But what happens after those years? 2018, hands down, one of the best baseball teams I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. And we don't put them up there with the Mariners in 2000.
Yep.
You put them up there fucking the 98 Yankees.
Yep. Yeah, man. I mean, it's interesting. I'm excited to see it. Like, right now, let's focus on ending this season, possibly hit a wild card, worry about off season, then spring training, then next year. But right now, we're focused on this.
All right. So while we're moving forward on that, Dave, last week we talked about all the trades. They traded Pilar. They traded Moreland. They made other moves, Workman, Hempry. Now let's talk about something, hypothetically speaking, we talked about last week, and trading managers mid-season. Should the MLB allow trading managers?
Well, this is something, obviously, that you and I came up with. This has never been even considered. I don't even know if it's been considered, but I think it's something fun to think about. So, guys, this is one of these little areas of the podcast where we like to have a little fun. Now, let's talk about existing managers right now, okay? Should we count our current skipper? You want to count him and maybe
we're gonna pretend. So the players cut off was last week, managers cut off is tonight. You're Chaim Bloom trading Ron Renicky. Who do you trade for if you can trade him?
My number one pick, and because of the way that things are right now, it's between two guys.
Okay.
Joe Maddon.
Okay.
Or bring back Terry Francona.
Ooh, okay.
Joe Maddon has been working with the Dodgers for years, and you can see they're not a bum-ass team. He knows his calls. He knows what he's doing. And, yeah, I mean, excuse me, with the Angels, not the Dodgers. I take that back. I apologize.
No, yeah, he's the Angels.
But, yeah. So that's who I see right now. That's hypothetical again, people. Think about it.
No, I'm with you. I got two.
Okay.
So I'm going Donnie Baseball, right out of Miami, Don Mattingly.
You love Don Mattingly.
I fucking do. And I hated that as a kid.
Yeah, I can see that. That was definitely our generation as a kid. Don was the man. I give him that.
You know what I loved about him? When the Yankees fought them, he's like, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
This was going to throw you for a loop. Joe Girardi. From Philly. That's what I would do, hypothetically.
Girardi?
Yeah.
You like him?
I think what the circumstances are right now with these young players, I think he would manage the bullpen a little differently than Renicky. And it was just be interesting, you know. It's a shit. This is a fucking beer talk fucking conversation right now. So I'm just thinking, like, outside the box, like, I wouldn't mind seeing him manage 40 games right now for the Red Sox.
True.
Just remember, we're doing this as if it's a rental, as they're going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and it's just a hypothetical, right? But I think Mattingly would fit right in.
You want to know what I love? And you know you're gonna like this too. Okay. Now this is, how can I say it? What about David Ross from the Cubbies?
I was thinking of him too.
Remember, he was
you wanna get real serious. I'm gonna one up you on that. Since I knew you were gonna go there.
Okay.
I'm going first base coach from the Cubs. Mike Napoli.
Wait.
You didn't know Mike Napoli was the first base coach for the Cubs this year?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Aside from being a manager, Mike Napoli is one of my favorite people that has ever played baseball.
Yes.
He's a fucking man. And obviously
he's a fucking porn star.
Huh?
He's married to like a porn star or some of this shit. That guy's the fucking man.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
I'm looking this up right now. You're probably right.
He's fucking bad, his wife or girlfriend.
Well,
and he loves to fish, and he's from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, he's a big fisherman. I follow him, yeah. Who's his wife, though?
He does have the same docks that we go out of when we go out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he goes out of Los Olas all the time.
Yeah, she's super pretty, man.
I heard she's like a porn star or some shit.
Sophia Phelan? Look her up. Let's see what does she do? What church does she go to?
She lays carpet on her knees.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. Anyways, let's keep moving. So,
all right, so that's the picks. And you know, I won't go special instructors, because then I got like a roster of old Red Sox players to go down.
Oh, bro, but dude, I'm out. Let's rewind, bro. This girl comes from money, and she was born in 91. Born on December 11, 1991 in the United States, her father, John Bertolami, is the CEO of Boston Pharmacy Management, while her mother, Margaret Meg Bertolami, has a degree in nursing, degree in clinical nutrition from New York University, and is currently registered dietitian in Paris. Talk about hitting the lotto, bro.
I was talking about how she's hot. I didn't say anything about her money. I don't give a fuck about that.
You know what? It's not all about looks, Moses, okay? Sometimes... disgusting. Disgusting, this guy.
It's about being happy with yourself.
Yeah. You know what makes me happy?
What?
A good-hearted woman.
That's what I just said.
With a fat-ass pocket.
Oh, okay. Not about money. Can't take it with you, David. Can't take it with you.
Anyways, all right. So, I like that. Mike Napoli. As a possible skipper. Okay. All right.
All right.
Now let's say not active, right?
Not active.
Not active. Let me see. You know who was one of my favorite skippers growing up? I was a big La Russa guy, actually.
Really? Yeah. He was part of the front office for a while.
Yeah, but La Russa definitely stood out to me as one of the managers. And, of course, I know I mentioned this last week, and now he's much more than just a manager. He's head offices. But Joe Torre, got to give it to him, man.
But Joe Torre, all right, Joe Torre falls in that category of fucking Phil Jackson. He kind of was given a dynasty, right? Even in LA, he was given a dynasty. Like, oh, you're with the Dodgers? We'll get you Manny Ramirez. We'll get you Nomar. Yeah, we'll get you all these guys. We'll get you Gary Sheffield. We'll get you Andrew Jones. You know, so as much as I liked him as a manager, I don't think he was a fucking manager. He was a guy who went out there, put up, I mean, come on, every deadline date during the dynasty years of the Yankees, that motherfucker, remember one year? Oh, we don't have a DH hitter. They had Jose Canseco on Grand Island Hill.
I remember that. So
crazy.
Okay.
So I can see your point, Joe Torre, but I don't know. I like Mike Schosa. He was on the
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he was the man too. His wild ass.
But
he's fucking crazy.
We'll have to let the fans comment on this and maybe touch on this next week.
All right. All right.
Short of time.
That's what we're going to do. Guys, here it is. We want each of you to chime in and tell us if you are we going to do a Red Sox? Yeah, right? Red Sox main based, right?
Yeah.
If you can choose any manager, hypothetically, to start the next year's season, right? Who would it be? Guys, please, I urge you, send in your request. Should we do a giveaway?
Not next week. Maybe next week we'll announce my giveaway. But right now, not.
Okay. Let me not jump ship, but we'll work on the details. But still, guys, I want some interaction. Let us know. Who would you guys pick as the next Red Sox manager for the upcoming season? So with that being said, let's wrap that up. And
let's not also forget the giveaway.
What's up?
Let's not forget with the giveaway. Thanks again to our sponsor, WickedPizza.com, for hooking us up with the giveaways and our gear and being our sponsor of this podcast.
That's correct, guys. And you can visit them at WickedPizza.com with the promo code FFS15.
Good job, Dave. 2 weeks in a row, you got it.
Thanks, buddy. I'm trying. Guys, please check them out. Sick New England gear. We are now in the NFL season. Go and pick up your Patriots gear. Don't forget about the Celtics right now either. Go and get some nice Celtics gear. And if you just want something to work out in and look good, they got you covered. So as always, WickedPizza.com.
That's it. Dave, as always, it's been fucking real, brother.
It's been a pleasure, man. I know you've been busy. I've been busy, but it's always good catching up with you and interacting and giving our fans something to listen to. So until next week, guys, we'll see you at episode 18. Share our podcast and let us know what you think. Love you.
And we.